This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Launching into the third hour of the program, and you can join us here on the radio. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. It is a brand new website. You can go and get interactive. freetalklive.com. You get to submit content right there to the front page of the site, just like you've always been able to do over the last half a decade, but it looks better now. It's a little bit slicker. It's tweaked. It's improved, and I hope you like it. Go and enjoy. You can download, of course, as many episodes of the show as you want. That's all free at freetalklive.com. Michelle Seven is on the line, a.k.a. Bitcoin Bell. Hey, Michelle Seven.
Hey. I'm retiring Bitcoin Bell soon, by the way. I'm just going back to Michelle Seven. Yeah, she was an experiment that for a couple years, and it was fun, but I'm ready to retire. But I have some...
You okay?
Yes. I'm so happy.
You're not. You're happy?
Yes.
Okay.
So, my brother... So I heard that you were talking about the young woman who in the high school was picked up and thrown down by the cop. And I've, of course, seen that video and everything.
It's atrocious.
You know, a few people know about my life when I was younger and my brothers and stuff. But we kind of, we've been dealing with the state since we were like 11 and 12. Easy, you're younger than I am. And so I have lots of reasons to hate the state that are empirical and everything. And Tony really has suffered tremendously. He's had been beaten a couple times by cops and had brain damage and just some really horrible things. And last January, he was picked up after he made a threat to a man, Randy, I think you pronounce his last name, Heisek or something. He is the CEO of TRX, the exercise equipment that is very popular. And the reason Tony made this threat was because Tony claims to have invented the equipment first. He did invent the equipment first, but they might have, I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe Randy said he invented it while he was a Navy SEAL over in Iraq or something, and Tony has proof that he made it first, but Randy probably, I mean, whatever. I don't know. I don't know anything about that. But in any case, Tony was convinced that his idea was stolen. And so after trying to, you know, go to this man and whatever, he finally just said, well, I'm going to come get your money, which I don't advise people doing that. He did threaten him. I think that that's wrong. I think that's bad and everything. However, Tony has plenty of issues and really, prison for 25 years was really not going to be a solution, and that's what he was looking at. And he was picked up in Salt Lake City, taken to San Francisco, which is where he was going to be tried, and they sent him to North Carolina to Butner Federal Prison Hospital to determine whether or not he was competent to stand trial. He's been there for 8 months. Which is a very long time. But at least if you're going to be somewhere, that's Butner Federal Hospital is a lot better than other places you could be. In any case, they dropped all his charges today.
Well, I guess that's good news, but he's still sat in prison for 8 months. So, like, what's he going to do? Is there going to be a suit?
Oh, I don't know, but that's a lot less than 25 years.
No doubt.
Yeah, yeah.
He was not going to win. Yeah, exactly. And
well, wait, if he wasn't going to win, why did they drop the charges?
Well, that's interesting, isn't it? So, you know, I mean, I'm, like, crying because I'm thrilled because I love my brother so much and everything. And but, you know, I just wish that I could have a different perspective, but I've just been screwed by the state so many times and have seen what they do. But do you know what my first thought was after, oh, my God, Tony, I love you. I can't wait to see you. My second one was, I hope they don't use my brother for one of their events.
What do you mean, you know? Their events?
Well, you know how, like, these kids keep turning up, after, you know, after they've killed 25 students or something like that, you know, and then they go, oh, well, this person was mentally ill and everything. And as like, strange and as paranoid as this sounds, my second thought was really, oh, God, they're going to take my, you know, brother who they've determined is suffering from persecutorial complex, but that he is healthy enough to not be forced medication. That was what they said. Healthy enough to be not forced to be medicated, and they're dropping the charges.
So wait, are you're worried that that they're going to brainwash him and turn him into like a theater shooter or something? I'm not really sure what you're getting at.
No. More like how passports ended up on top of a heap after 9/11 that were completely intact.
You're saying that they're going to frame him for something that he didn't do?
I hope not.
It's just
not,
a concern,
I mean,
she had.
Yes, like, I mean, it's sad the world we live in, and that instead of just being rejoiceful, rejoicing.
You're scared that the other shoe's going to drop, they're going to do something to him. Yeah, I see where you're coming from there, Michelle, and I hope you can put it out of your mind and enjoy going to Vegas, because you're going to be there.
Yes.
Are you speaking at the Bitcoin conference, Bitcoin Investor Conference? Are you going to be speaking?
I am going to have the most amazing Bitcoin panel to date. I have a special guest who has not attended a single Bitcoin conference.
Ooh.
And I have actually two special guests who have not ever attended a Bitcoin conference. So that's going to be really exciting.
So you can't say who it is?
Cannot say who it is, but...
What kind of panel doesn't announce its panelists in advance, Michelle Seven?
A really good one.
The kind of panel where people say, don't tell anyone I'm coming.
Okay. Interesting. Well, so, I've got Gavin Andreessen.
Yeah. I got better.
Gavin Andreessen is the head programmer of Bitcoin. I don't know how you can top that one. So I'm looking forward to hearing this. Mark, you're going to have to let
I'm
us know.
Well, I'm going to be there with Mark, and we're going to, like, co-host or something or do some kind of thing, and I'm
you
really
better
excited.
Co-host with Mark. He's going to need it.
I will cover him, and hopefully I can get his vein bulging.
The
Wait,
one in
what?
His forehead. The one in his forehead.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, of course. What did you think I meant?
I don't know, Michelle.
You never know with Michelle.
All right, well, I wish I could see you there, Michelle. Thanks for the call tonight.
So just
I really
keep your hopes up that there are, you know, hopefully we're just going to think that this is just a really great thing and that my brother just happened to win this time and that
sometimes you win
with the state. And so for Ross's family and other people, I mean,
I've had
you
a
know,
few wins. It can happen.
Yes.
I've had a few wins. I've beaten a speeding ticket. I've beaten an unconstitutional no trespass order in the government courts and something else. I'm just forgetting what it was. The arrest for recording video. I got a payout on that one. Thanks, Michelle. Appreciate hearing from you. And
Thank you. Okay. And
enjoy the Bitcoin Investor Conference this weekend, or actually Thursday and Friday.
This is 25 years reduced to 8 months. And Michelle admits that he was going to lose, that he didn't have a case. So I think that she's right to be concerned and try to get to the bottom of this and find out all facts. I mean,
you also think alien ships blasted down the World Trade Center?
When did I
like
say that?
I'm joking.
I was going to say which kind of aliens?
I'm joking. You haven't said that, but you don't think the U.S. landed on the moon?
Yeah, there's more than one kind of alien, Mark. You've got the ones living amongst us, and you have the
Greys. The gray aliens.
You got the reptile underneath
you. Just go ahead and keep talking about the reptilians. I'll make sure your butt gets disappeared.
Hey, I'm all in favor of sending some cameras over to the moon and get some detailed photos of those footprints. I want to see them.
You can join us here. We've got plenty of time for you to share your thoughts with us. Maybe if we get a chance, we'll tell you some crazy Venezuelan news. But your calls are welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. You can Skype into the show. You'll sound really good when you're on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live. Join us here on the Radio Waves.
I was coming out of the hardware store when I saw him. An old man, late 70s, hunched over in the freezing rain, no hat on his head, limping across that slippery parking lot, and pushing a row of shopping carts toward the cart corral. It's heartbreaking. Millions of hardworking Americans simply don't have enough money to retire, so they just keep working and working and working until it's too late. Hi, I'm Chad Stubbs, President and CEO of PowerTrader, and I believe that's just plain wrong. That's why I'm now distributing to the public absolutely free copies of PowerTrader's game-changing book on how regular folks can make the money they need to retire fast. For your free copy, call 1-800-771-6706. Don't let the lack of money rob you of your retirement. Call now for details and get your free copy of this book before it's too late. 1-800-771-6706. But hurry while supplies last. 1-800-771-6706. 1-800-771-6706.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to disappearingwealth.com. Again, that's disappearingwealth.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to powerprepper.com or call 877-817-9829 today to learn more. That's 877-817-9829. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat. See our selection at powerprepper.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course you can join us right here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. It's Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan, you host your own show. It is a monthly program. That is television program.
That's
also
right.
On
it's
YouTube.
It's a vodcast. You get it video and or audio format. The site is blacksheeprising.org. Mr. Darrell W. Perry just walked in the room.
Presidential candidate.
That's
Darrell
right. A regular co-host. We will be putting on a show at Keenevention Saturday at lunch. We're going to have a couple of guests you guys might be familiar with. One of them is Brett Vinat. He'll be
there for
the second hour.
He's the host of School Sucks Project.
Yeah, I was allocating like 15-minute, 20-minute blocks, and I asked Brett, I'm like, dude, you want to be on sometime in the second hour? He's like, yeah, how long can I be on?
The whole hour.
I'm like, well, hell, you could be on as long as you want.
All right, great.
Whole second hour.
Has he ever been on Black Sheep Rising before?
He's been on one time for sure, maybe two times.
Okay. Because he doesn't live around here, so it's hard to get him.
He moves around. These crazy libertarians, man, they're always moving around, and they just can't. They can't seem to put roots down.
Some of them do.
It's the craziest thing. I've got my roots down. I can't stand the move. It's just a pain in the butt.
I've been here for 9 years now in the same place, and I don't even like to leave New Hampshire.
I don't like leaving Keene.
Yeah. Well, I think you're going to get
I have a hard time driving to Walmart.
I think you're going to get more people who are going to put down roots as the Free State Project moves towards completion, because the younger people are the more mobile. They're the ones that are easier, more able to just kind of pick up their lives and move somewhere else. Of course, we're talking about the Free State Project, which is the idea of concentrating liberty-minded activists in one geographic area, not just Keene, New Hampshire, but mm-hmm. the entirety of New Hampshire is that geographic area. So somebody was complaining on Facebook today about the Free State Project. Why don't we just try this in all 50 states?
Ugh.
It's like, oh my God, are you just completely brand new to doing activism? Would you not rather be in a place where you had 2,000 activists instead of 20 of them? I mean, the numbers make all of the difference.
That's right.
And we do have over 1,500 people who've already made the move here as part of the Free State Project. And there are 17,500 plus that have signed the pledge to make the move. We're going to hit that 20,000 number probably sometime next year. And then the 20,000 people will have a five-year window in which to move. Then you're going to start to see more of the committed people, the people who, you know, all right, I don't know if I want to uproot my entire business. I don't know if I want to sell my home if this thing's not going to work out.
Right.
Right. So they don't want to move in advance. They don't want to be the early movers, but they're going to be in that group of the 20,000. We're still seeing some of those people because it's been a decade now that the Free State Project has been moving, that people have been moving here for the Free State Project. And I think, you know, early on, the least committed people are the ones that come early. And as time goes on, you get the families, you get the business people. I think you're going to see that.
Well, I heard you say that you were frustrated with somebody who's suggesting that we have activism in all 50 states like they do here in New Hampshire. And what I would recommend, didn't you think that the very first instant that you heard about the Free State Project?
The first thing I thought of was, wow, I want to be there, but it's cold. I'm not sure if I want to go.
But, I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's a relatively common objection or thought when people first hear about the Free State Project. Mm-hmm. This would be a really great idea to do in all 50 states. Why don't we do this in all 50 states? Well, because you can't. You can't concentrate people in one state.
Which makes me feel like that person is just a Facebook libertarian and they've never actually done any real activism, ever actually gone out and met anyone else who's a libertarian in their area.
People are coming to the ideas of liberty all the time, so they may have just been new. Ian.
No, that's what I said, that they've never done anything, so they don't even understand how, you know, pathetic the Libertarian Party is all around the country, because hardly anybody gets active and does anything with it. Let's go to your calls and thoughts here. If you want to learn more about the Free State Project, you can do that at freestateproject.org. And Dave is on the line in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live. Dave.
Would that be me?
If you're Dave in Arizona.
I'm John in Arizona.
All right. Sorry about that, John in Arizona. Go ahead.
Am I speaking with Ian?
Yes, go for it. You're on with Ian, and then there's also Conan and Mark in the studio.
Conan gets my vote for the voice of reason, the cool head voice of reason in the room.
Thank you, sir. What did I say in particular that got your approval?
Well, you were You were discussing the policeman in South Carolina that got in all his grease for the way he conducted himself.
Right.
And you just you took a cool head approach to it, and you didn't get upset like the other guy. Ian, I think that's his name, right? Ian?
There's three, there's three people in the room.
No, okay. I'm the main guy. I think it's Ian. I got a suggestion for you, Ian, before I go on. You know those bitcoins you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, use a couple of them to get you a body cam that's got 24-hour coverage.
Why would I do that?
Find yourself a pocket attorney, because that police department all over the country is going to be looking for you.
I'm not scared.
He mostly doesn't leave, and the police department here is kind of familiar with him. I mean,
and we all have cameras, so I mean, it's a body camera really isn't necessary. We're always filming these individuals.
But you don't think the police
got used to it?
You don't think a police department would snuff Ian out, do you?
Oh yeah, I do.
Yeah,
well, are you at least scared of the cops, Dave?
I got pictures of him in every bathroom stall in that police department.
In which police department?
The one where you're from. Keene,
you think so?
Keene, New Hampshire.
Is that's kind of creepy. Why would they have my picture in their bathroom stall?
Well, in case they run out of TP.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But hey, no, he's on to something, though. You know that we have gone to the police department, and Garrett has. I know that.
Yeah.
And they were expecting him. They're like, oh, we just got finished watching the video you just posted an hour ago. They had already watched it, so I know that they are regularly watching freekeen.com.
Oh, absolutely. They got nothing better to do. I mean, they're either out arresting college students or they're watching our videos.
There's
so,
an immediate opening for a school resource officer in Columbia, South Carolina, in case you're interested in the job.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for the call tonight. Hilarious. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
Yeah, it sounds like he thinks the police officers are going to snuff people out, which,
some have.
Not high praise.
Let's go to Steve in Indiana, listening to WIBC. That can't be possible. We're not on the radio tonight, right, Steve? Steve in Indiana?
Steve. Yeah, me?
Hi. We're not on the radio tonight, are we?
No, you're not.
Okay, very good. So you're on listening via the Internet, I presume. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. My thoughts are about the whole Noblesville thing. The cops giving cop block such a hard time.
The cop blockers were arrested for chalking outside of the Noblesville, Indiana Police Department. Yes, sir. What about it?
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. And, that kind of bothers me.
What part?
The free speech part.
The fact that they were arrested for chalking bothers you?
Yes.
Me too. It certainly bugs me. Do you live anywhere near Noblesville, Indiana there?
Yeah, I'm about 30 miles from Noblesville.
Well, then what I'd suggest to you, if this bothers you, if you go to freekeen.com, there's a post there. It's also over at copblock.org. That'll actually give you the phone number for the Noblesville Police Department, I believe, or the judge. There are a couple numbers there. And then they suggest that you grab some chalk and go to Noblesville Police Department and join in the fun. Steve, thanks for the call tonight. Go to copblock.org to see the story or freekeen.com. This is Free Talk Live.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turn to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. Monitor blockitpocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm?
The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane, but the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Join us here. Toll-free number for you is 855-453, 855-450-3733. Tonight, in the studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan, you mentioned that your show, Black Sheep Rising, which you can go to blacksheeprising.org, is going to be live at Keenvention coming up this weekend. Keenvention tickets are still available online. Keenvention runs from Friday the 30th through November 1st, which is Sunday. So the entire weekend, we've got a full schedule every day during Keenvention, both from as early as 9:30 in the morning. Actually, one day Yuri's going to come in at 7:50 from Russia. He's not in Russia right now, but he moved here.
Yuri, the White Russian.
He moved here from Russia, and he's going to be doing a yoga, seminar or class. Not really class, but a yoga session, if you will, beforehand. So there's cool things that people do around.
He's having a dance-off, too, during my bonfire.
Correct, yeah. He's competing with your bonfire. But he did set it later, so yeah. He's going to actually be at your bonfire, and then he's going to go dancing in Keene. And so folks can join him, which is kind of one of the cool things I like about Keenvention, is that I'm the organizer of Keenvention, but I don't have to actually organize everything, which is cool. Like, Conan wants to throw a bonfire. Great, I'll put it on the schedule. Yuri wants to do some yoga. Okay, cool, I'll put that on the schedule too. So, like, there's these things that kind of self-organize during Keenvention that people can go and do, and I think that's another fun aspect to the event. The main focus of Keenvention is activism, though. It's focusing on the different types of activism that go on here in New Hampshire. Everything from getting active within the legislative, in the political process, processes to Cop Block. We got Cop Blocker J.P. Freeman going to be heading up the Cop Block panel this year. And we've also got all kinds of other discussions. There's going to be 11 total panels happening at Keenevention. We've got three great keynote speakers, including our own Daryl W. Perry, the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. Christopher David, the illegal Uber driver. We've talked a lot about Uber here on Free Talk Live, and Chris David is doing amazing work on the seacoast of New Hampshire, making, I think, what should be international headlines. I don't know if he has made international headlines, but he deserves to, as one of the Uber drivers who's basically leading the way of civil disobedience, even though Uber is prohibited from operating in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Uber hasn't shut off their system, and he's out there giving people rides.
Yeah, all the videos against Uber I see coming from Europe, from South America.
You mean from the cabbies?
From the cabbies, the cabbie unions, yeah, coming out and throwing bricks through Uber drivers' windshields and spitting on them and pulling them out of their driver's seats. But no, nothing's come from the States yet. But I know, especially if you go to freekeen.com, you can actually read some of the stories that have taken place in the seacoast here in New Hampshire. They don't want this. They
meaning the city council?
The city council
does not want Uber.
They have created ordinances that will prevent private drivers, because that's basically what it is, you know, private drivers using the Uber software or the setup to make some spare money on the side. Or some of these guys are actually doing it full time, I guess. But it's as far as a part time position, this is great.
Yeah, absolutely. You can do it whenever you want. So you decide when you log in.
You get off work, and maybe you're just driving through town, and you're someone who just like to drive around.
Yep.
You just turn it on and say, hey, I'm available. It's like turning the light on the top of your cabbie, but you can use your own vehicle. You don't have to rent some crazy expensive cab from the man.
I'm a big fan of Uber, generally.
It's great.
And you know, they have a competitor called Lyft, but I don't think they're operating in New Hampshire. So anyway, the illegal Uber driver, he's going to be our Saturday night keynote speaker. That's Saturday night's like the big night at Keenevention. It's the night of the Halloween costume dance party. You can go and see the full list. Also, Chris Reitman, who we've had guest host Free Talk Live a couple times, he's an oath keeper, and he's also a town selectman. He's the guy who helped repeal all gun regulations in the town of Alstead, New Hampshire. I mean, that's one of the things that he's done. I'm sure he'll talk more about what it's been like to be a libertarian and a town selectman at the same time. He's a really, really great guy. So you'll get to meet all these people if you're at Keenevention, and it's not too late to get your tickets online. Go to keenevention.info. If you can get up here to New England, if you're in New England, you can get to New Hampshire and get to Keene this weekend. You don't want to miss Keenevention.
Yeah, it's not snowing yet, so don't worry about the cold.
No, anything can happen by the weekend, but it's expected to be in the 50s during the daytime, and it should be relatively clear. So go and check it out, keenevention.info. Learn more about the panels. The Bitcoin panel is going to be, I think, pretty epic, and lots of other great panels. Go check it out, keenevention.info. Get your tickets now. Don't wait till the day of. Let's go to Steve, listening in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hey, enough of that that Free Keen. Now we're going back to Vegas. I had a question on the Bitcoin conference in Vegas.
Yeah.
What time is the first item there? I'm not getting much information off the website. When's the first seating for the conference?
Well, I know the doors open. I think it's in the morning at 9 a.m. I don't have to do my show until 4, so I couldn't tell you exactly that. I would think you go to bitcoininvestor.com, look at the agenda, and it should tell you right there. It says Thursday, 7:30 to 8:45 is registration. That's in the morning. 9 a.m. is the welcoming remarks. And
so it's bitcoininvestor.com to learn more about it. Steve, anything else you want to share?
Well, I had a little bit of sarcasm there. I was going to say the young girl there in South Carolina was that got beat up by the cop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, she had it coming. You know, she's been convicted to a prison called the school system, and she needs to learn what prisons are really about. And this is really here a good demonstration of what prisons are for. So
that's funny, Steve. Thanks for the call, and hopefully you'll make it to the conference, and you'll see Mark. Thanks for the call. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Jay is on the line. Jay in Colorado. Hey, Jay Noon.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to call and let your listeners know in the Denver area that tomorrow afternoon they're having a Republican debate in Boulder, and I've been me who is anti-war? Who's against the war? Basically, rally or meeting it. There's a Facebook page for it. I don't have my tablet with me.
Is this against a specific war or against war in general?
It's who's against the war in general, basically, because what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of Democrat, liberal types protesting the Republicans, and we want to bring light that there's no Republican or no Democrat that is for peace. No, I'm sorry, that's what it is. Who's for Peace is what it's called. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I got it wrong here, but Who's for Peace, if you look that up on Facebook, you should be able to find the event that the Bruce Bannerman set up.
And far you've been able to tell that none of the candidates are have come out and said that they're against the war and for peace?
Well, I'm sorry. No, none of them are for peace based on their voting record and their rhetoric that they've said. I mean, Bernie Sanders and Hillary voted, you know. Well, Bernie, his voting record is, you know, he voted right with Bush and, you know.
Yep.
What about Rand Paul? He's still in favor of some war, huh?
He is. We kind of went through them all last night for a little while, you know, doing a little checking up, making sure that, you know, we knew what we were talking about. And, yeah, he's there's clips where he says that he's, well, we'll get out of Iraq, but we'll go in Afghanistan. And so we just want to basically prove, we want to show the liberals that their Hillary and Bernie is really no different than Bush and, you know, any of the other Republicans when it really comes down, because they're all controlled by the same money, which these listeners know. That's kind of our goal tomorrow in Boulder.
Cool. I was in Boulder. Okay, I was thinking Denver for some reason. Okay, so Boulder.
Yep.
And We Are Change. They're a pretty big organization, right? How many people are involved in that where you are?
Well, We Are Change Colorado. Adam Kokesh was there 3 weeks ago, and about 35 people showed up to that particular meeting.
Not bad.
And there's been about 10, 15 people showing up at the Monday night meetings we've been doing at the Denver Bitcoin Center.
Sounds about like your typical libertarian group, about 10, 15, maybe swinging up toward 30 on a big event. Got to get those guys to New Hampshire. Are you telling them about moving to New Hampshire, JD?
I'm telling them all about the Free State Project in New Hampshire every time.
Look forward to seeing you back here. Thanks for the call tonight, man. Good luck with the protest or the outreach. I appreciate hearing from you. It's great to hear people doing stuff. No doubt about it. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. The new fourth edition of Healing Our World, The Compassion of Libertarianism, will take your understanding of liberty to a deeper level and has over 1,300 updated references, new cartoons, and a foreword by Dr. Ron Paul. With discounts for multiple book purchases, the fourth edition of Healing Our World is a great gift for the liberals, pragmatists, environmentalists, and Christians in your life who think libertarianism is cold-hearted. Get yours today at healing.freetalklive.com and use promo code FTL for a $5 discount.
You can control your health care with Liberty Health Share.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. libertyhealthshare.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Got enough time for you if you want to join us here. 855-453, that's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. We've got our brand-new website online at freetalklive.com. Please go check it out if you haven't been in a while. I hope you like the changes. We actually added a blog feature to it. We're going to start doing, Mark, you're going to do more blogging once you get back from your trip to Vegas. But there are some initial blogs that you've posted up there. You can see that by going to freetalklive.com and then clicking FTL News. It's real big right next to the show topics section where you can still submit and suggest show topics to us as well. So it's a very interactive site. You can go to freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, talking about liberty on a regular basis, we're here 7 nights a week on over 150 radio stations. If you'd like us to be on 300 radio stations, if you'd like the ideas of liberty to be spread around the globe via satellite, online, to more people, then you can help us for $5 a month with the Free Talk Live AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The money is used to invest into Free Talk Live so we can spread the message of liberty around the world. If that's worth $5 a month to you, like the price of a fancy cup of coffee, we sure would appreciate your support. Please go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with any major credit card through PayPal. Also, we've got a Visa and MasterCard right on our website. And plus, there's going to be a brand new way to AMP Free Talk Live coming, I hope, by the end of this weekend. It's already kind of been implemented. You might see it if you go to the site, but I don't know if it's working yet. So to some extent, if you try the new method, if you go to amp.freetalklive.com and try that, it may or may not work for you. But once it is working for sure, I'll let you know. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and please get behind the show. We really appreciate it. It's Ian, Conan, and Mark in the studio. We go to your calls and thoughts. Dan is on the line in Pennsylvania, listening via TuneIn. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, great. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so I called about almost exactly a month ago and talked about a speeding ticket that I got where the cops kind of miscalculated it, and he wrote down 51 for my speed, but he also wrote the time and the distance, and the math worked out to 41.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah, so I had my trial this morning, actually, so I figured I would share how it went.
Great. And were you able to record the trial?
I did not. I had a friend who was willing to, but he ended up having to work. So it didn't actually work out. I really wanted to.
Bummer.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I know.
Tell us more.
Yeah, so I have to say it was my first time, and I didn't do nearly as good as I should have. I learned a whole lot, but I did end up getting kind of lucky, and I did end up with a not guilty verdict.
Whoa.
So, yeah, yeah. So that was pretty nice.
Well, normally they got you by the balls if you're in a speeding ticket trial because, you know, they believe the cop. The cop can say whatever he wants, and, you know, you get convicted. How did you get a not guilty?
Right. So I started with, I showed him the math. I said, look, you clocked me this distance and this time. The math says that I was going 41, not 51. And honestly, I thought that should be enough. I mean, because what, if that's the case, then the ticket conflicts with itself. The officer is conflicting with himself. I was able to get him to read those numbers to me. And to before I showed him the mistake, he said, "Yeah, I'm completely sure this is what happened. I don't. There's no reason for anything to be wrong, anything like that." So that all went well enough, and I kind of made my case, like, "Hey, this doesn't make any sense." So that was kind of my closing argument. But then, right before, at some point during my questioning, I said, do you have the certification ticket for the equipment? Because it has to be certified within 60 days. And he said, yeah, I've got it right here. And he started flipping through his papers to show it to me. And I said, oh, no, I believe you. You got it. And that was a mistake. Well, I mean, like I said, I got lucky, which I'll explain in just a second.
Okay.
But for anyone who's going to trial, make sure you look over every bit of evidence that you can. So anyway, right. As it turned out, I'm trying to be quick here. I know we're close. As it turned out, like 10 minutes later, after I asked him for it and I said, oh, I believe you have it, he eventually found it and he just handed it to me. He's like, oh, yeah, here I have it if you want to look at it. This was right before the judge was about to rule. And so I'm like, oh, yeah, I'll look over it. I checked the serial number and it matched up. But then I checked the date on the certification, and the date was actually after the ticket was issued. And so the judge said, well... Yeah, the judge said, well, this math stuff that you showed us did not save your butt, but that certification did. I'm going to rule not guilty.
Yep. Once he found out he was going to have to take, he was going to court, he says, yeah, I better get all my I's dotted and T's crossed. And just certification. Yes, yeah, certs need to get done.
Wow. Yeah, well, nice job, man. Sure. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I have one question. The officer said, as soon as I pointed it out, he said, oh, that's my fault. I just grabbed the wrong paper. And, you know, the judge didn't really count that. But as I was walking out, the officer said, I need to go make a road trip and get the right piece of paper. And that made me wonder, I think this has to be impossible because of double jeopardy, but is there a chance that he's getting the right paper in order to show the judge and try to get a new trial or anything?
No, it's too late.
Okay.
Game over. You win.
All right.
If you consider winning, you know, having to spend hours of your time dealing with the court system.
Actually, this is actually...
That's another thing. It was a super small town. It was just me, the cop, the judge, and the clerk. I was in and out in 25 minutes. So,
well, that was
but
nice.
Hey, cool.
What were you going to add, Conan? Were you going to add something there?
Go ahead. Go ahead, caller.
Just real quick for anyone listening, the two biggest things I learned are I felt like I had made my point, and so I didn't end up hitting all the notes that I had in my closing arguments. I'm like, oh, yep. I showed him the mistake. I should be good. So if anyone goes to trial, argue every single point that you can think of, even if you think you've made your point. Go through everything.
You always want to do that, too, in case you end up appealing. You can't bring up an appeal on an issue that you didn't actually mention or talk about or ask about during the trial. That's not legal advice, but it's just my experience. Hey, thanks, Dan, and congratulations on your experience. And this is true about what, you know, this is what we've said on the show, is that you can go to trial for this little stuff as long as there's no ridiculous court fees where you live. Because there are in some places. You go to the trial for this little stuff like a speeding ticket or a parking ticket, it's a great learning opportunity to actually experience what it's like to be in court, to feel that, you know, to get past the adrenaline of being up there and in front of people or whatever. I guess in his case, there really wasn't anyone there to watch.
Still, there's a great deal of adrenaline.
Oh, right. Yeah. And in that case, the adrenaline is being alone in a room with a bunch of bureaucrats who could hurt you in that particular case. But yeah, that's great. And I highly recommend this. Only thing I recommend, though, is move to New Hampshire and do it here where you can actually have activists come back you up in court. You want somebody to come record the trial? Just ask. You'll probably find somebody who's willing to step up and do that. So let's continue here. We've got Steve, someone else on the line here about a speeding ticket. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yes. can go to trial.
Hey, you got to turn that down in the background, man. It's going to drive people crazy. It's going to drive you crazy hearing that.
It's going to drive me crazy, you guys crazy. Hold on, let me turn it down.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Rule number one when you're on hold for a talk radio is turn off the radio.
You guys would get me so quick.
All right, here you are.
Okay, here I am. So, anytime you get a speeding ticket, it is very important not just to pay the speeding ticket. If you go to court and the cop does not show up, then you can get out of that speeding ticket just by
That's
the
true.
Fact.
I've done it that way once.
And I have beat several tickets like that.
You're right, Steve. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. It's worked for me on one occasion. And, you know, you don't know if the cop's going to show up or not. If you go ahead and pay the ticket, then you're done. But if you say not guilty and you schedule the trial, then you have a chance at winning.
I've heard a cop say that he loved it when people took their tickets to trial
you
because
get paid extra.
He gets time and a half for showing up to court.
Both callers mentioned what I think got me out of my last speeding ticket, and that was double jeopardy and the cop not showing up the second time around. Yeah, so let me just explain what happened. I didn't get some information from the other side, and once
meaning you didn't get discovery.
I didn't get discovery. Okay. So once the cop was up there testifying against me, I made claim. I said, hey, look, I didn't get any of this information, and they went ahead and retrialed.
Was I in the courtroom for this? I don't remember.
I think you were there, and I said I was like, what about double jeopardy? And I think just saying that. Prevented the cop from showing up a month or 2 months later.
Huh.
I'm not sure. He didn't show up the second time, so it was thrown out.
Sometimes you never know because you can't really compare apples to apples usually when it comes to court because you know, if they go one direction, you don't know what it would have been if they'd done things a different way.
Mm-hmm.
But the more we try things, the more different approaches that we can make in the courtrooms, the more people can learn from it. A lot of people watch the videos that we make here in Keene of courtroom experiences because video like what we make here in Keene doesn't exist anywhere else.
Hey, you're not allowed to take them cameras in a lot of other courtrooms around
right.
the country.
At least you can see our mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely, and hopefully learn from them. All right, so go to Conan's website, blacksheeprising.org. They'll be live at Keenevention this weekend on Saturday, and don't miss Keenevention, keenevention.info. Mark heads to Vegas. We'll see you tomorrow night. As a pioneer of the e-commerce movement, Overstock.com is proud to be the first major retailer to accept Bitcoin. Overstock was the first because Patrick Byrne, Overstock CEO and founder, firmly believes in personal freedom and cryptocurrency. Over the past 16 years, Overstock has furnished over 18 million homes with a diverse line of products to suit everyone's unique styles and preferences. Support Overstock and freedom of choice while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years. And satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.